Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct, the second hour on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. We're going right back to the front lines of history in the making. And one of the biggest blockbusters is that a man named Sirhan Sirhan is up for parole in California. And the governor, Gavin Newsom, has the sole authority to either grant it or deny it. Let's get into the background of that. Sirhan Sirhan was the assassin of Bobby Kennedy. He assassinated Bobby Kennedy in June of 1968. I remember very well. I was in college, I was in school, and I walked into a some sort of diner to have some breakfast, and it was there on the radio that Bobby had been assassinated. Sirhan Sirhan assassinated him. He's a Palestinian. Because he objected to the fact that Bobby Kennedy had supported the sale of airplanes to the state of Israel. California's, this is in Los Angeles now, the prosecutor, that's where the assassination happened, and that's the prosecutor that had jurisdiction. LA has elected a prosecutor, it's a new wave of prosecutors who consider themselves progressive. That is, and some of that can be good in the sense that they look for diversions for minor crimes and so forth. But this guy takes it to a new level. And when Sirhan Sirhan came up for parole again, he didn't even send a lawyer to the hearing. Prosecution normally goes and gives their opinion. In the case of somebody who assassinated a presidential candidate, and especially he'd been up for parole about 19 times before that and continuously said he didn't remember doing it, and a couple of times hinted that he didn't think it was a bad thing and that his views were unchanged. This guy doesn't get out. This guy doesn't get out. He was sentenced to death. He should have been executed for doing this. But in 1971, the death penalty was momentarily lifted. For a while, the Supreme Court said it was unconstitutional, and then it got restored. But by that time, Sirhan Sirhan's sentence had been changed to life in prison. So the parole board, there are two people on the parole board. This is California. And they go, yeah, we should parole him. Why not? He's been in a long time. Well, no. No prosecutor was there to argue it. No prosecutor that was there to argue it. These clowns out there in the parole board go, okay, that's fine. One of the things complicating it is Bobby Kennedy had 9 kids, and there's a couple, most of them are opposed to the parole, but there was a couple of them, especially Robert Kennedy Jr., who's bad news, quite frankly. He's the anti-vaxxer. He's the guy that attacks Dr. Fauci, and he's anti-vax, and he has this thing about, he's a peculiar strain on the left. Anyway, he did not oppose it, but most of them did. In any event, the law in California is that when these two-person clown parole board say that Sirhan Sirhan should be paroled, it's up to the governor. This is advisory to the governor. And the governor apparently got a lot of petitions urging Sirhan Sirhan to be released. When you look at those petitions, a lot of them were cookie cutter. And I don't know if you've ever seen this, but in politics, frequently an interest group will send out an email to you saying, send the following email to your designated congressman or senator. You know, I strongly support this or that. It's all identical language, and you just forward it. And when senators and congressmen get that kind of thing, they take into account that it's cookie cutter, that somebody just ginned up a crowd and people just did it. That's what this one was. I don't know if it's people, Islamic groups in this country, or whether it's some right-wing Republicans in this country who it is that did this. But Gavin Newsom's a Democrat. Gavin Newsom has a picture of Bobby Kennedy in his office, and he's often said that he's the inspiration for Gavin Newsom getting into politics. Word to Gavin Newsom, do not grant Sirhan Sirhan parole. He should have been executed in 1970. He wasn't. He's commuted to life. Well, it should be life. This guy is garbage. This guy has said he doesn't remember doing it, except when he does remember, he would do it again. You can't have this guy. You can't have that message go out to this country. I do not want that message going out to this country. If Gavin Newsom buckles and paroles him because there's an increasingly progressive left out in California that is becoming somewhat anti-Semitic and continually attacks the United States, and if he thinks he's going to do that and run for president, he has a big S coming. He has a big comeuppance coming because he's not getting support, Gavin Newsom. He's lucky he got through the recall. Lucky he got through the recall. The only good thing for him was that the Republicans, the opponent that got through the primary was a hack, a true hack, true Republican hack, pro-Trump hack, and so therefore Gavin Newsom won. So keep an eye on California. If you have any friends in California, if you know Gavin Newsom, if you're inclined to email Gavin Newsom, you tell him we do not want the assassin of Bobby Kennedy. We do not want him paroled. And quite frankly, the assassin of John F. Kennedy or the assassin of Martin Luther King weren't dead. We wouldn't want them paroled either. Those three assassinations, John F. Kennedy, Martin Luther King, and Bobby Kennedy, the three shining lights of the 60s, badly hurt this country, badly divided this country, and paved the way, quite frankly, for Richard Nixon, and paved the way for some very, very difficult times in American history. So there you have it. There you have it. Sirhan Sirhan killed Bobby Kennedy, and the far left in California think he should be paroled. They think he should be paroled. Well, he shouldn't be paroled. Gavin Newsom can put a stop to it. If Gavin Newsom upholds that clown board, those two people with no prosecutor there, who go, okay, well, what the heck? What the heck? What he, in part of his parole petition, he said, well, he faced a lot of stress in his youth. Really? Oh, really? A lot of people face a lot of stress in their youth. There's a very effective counter to that that prosecutors use at trials, where the defendant says that he felt stress in his youth and that made him temporarily insane and all that. Prosecutors get up in front of a jury and they say, this man is not mad. He is just bad. Sirhan Sirhan is not mad. He is just bad. And he cannot and should not be paroled. That message has got to get out loud and clear. Loud and clear. Well, I suppose a piece of good news, Donald Trump, as you know, has been going around the country endorsing people in Republican primaries challenging incumbents. He's done it in Alaska. He's done it in Alaska against Lisa Murkowski. There is a Kelly Chewbacca, reminds me, she's not Chewbacca, she's Chewbacca, going after Lisa Murkowski. Now in Michigan, he's endorsed a state Senate candidate, a right-wing nut, who's running against an incumbent Republican in a primary. And he's doing this all around the country, called Moscow Mitch, a broken down old crow, trying to find somebody to run against him. It is beginning to look in the polling as if Trump's endorsement of challengers to Republican incumbents in primaries may hurt the Republican Party in 2022. It's beginning to look that way. The communications director for the Michigan Democratic Party is Abby Rubley, is her name, Abby Rubley. And she recently said that Donald Trump may help our dreams come true in Michigan. Democratic dreams. Democratic dreams. In other words, what he is doing out there, what he is doing in Michigan, what he's doing in Alaska, what he's trying to do in Kentucky and all over the place, getting involved in primaries. In some cases, like in Alabama, he's endorsed in the primary for Senate. And it's not against an incumbent. But the truth is, if somebody beats a Trump-endorsed candidate, they're not going to like Donald Trump, and they're going to be in office. And when he calls the majority leader a broken-down old crow, which I happen to think is true, he is a broken-down old crow. But he calls him a broken-down old crow and insults his wife, who is Chinese. She's originally her people from Taiwan, and ethnically attacks her. And he does this around the country. Not all of them are as spineless as Ted Cruz. Trump attacked Cruz, said his wife was ugly and his father was in on the assassination of JFK, and Cruz just licked his shoes. Said, thank you. Let me man a phone bank to get out the vote for you. Not many people are as serpentine as Ted Cruz. A lot of people have feelings. A lot of people have vanity. And apparently, and this is, I'm very, very glad to see this, as the clown goes around the country endorsing people in primaries against Republican incumbents, there are going to be a lot of people who are angry about that. And where that may come home to roost, hopefully it will be some Democratic elections in 2022, but it's also going to figure heavily when Trump is looking for support for president in 2024. We're going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
For a long time, sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the